Hi, this is a dictation for patient Eulalia Ing. E-U-L-A-L-I-A-I-N-G-E. Eulalia Ing. And date of birth is 5/27/1971. Date of accident is 3/20/2022. Date of service is 9/15/2022. She's, Mrs. Eulalia Ing is here for a follow-up evaluation after an accident that occurred on 3/20/2022, where she was rear-ended. The impact caused her to have a pain in the neck, both shoulders and lower back, with radiation to the right arm and left upper thigh, and pain in both knees. The patient has been undergoing physical therapy since that time, and at this time, patient reports that she still has pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 8, pain in both shoulders, especially the left is also 8, and lower back pain in 8. She has pain in the left knee also, which is 8. She also could not get the medication as they are not covered by the insurance. And her radials are affected to the tune of 8 and 9 as follows. The patient reports that the general activity, mood, walking ability, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. She reports almost 70% improvement in her pain due to the physical therapy and the other treatments, medications, acupunctures. In the system review, patient suffers from ear ringing and difficulty sleeping and anxiety only. No history of any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, none of them. No blackout, seizures, loss of balance, confusion, disorientation. No loss of memory or focus problem are reported. No depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the lower back, neck, and shoulder, along with pain in the shoulders, neck, and the lower back, and some pain in the left knee. The right knee is slightly more better. She do not have a major difficulty in walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine, and respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, except there is moderate improvement up to 70%. And there are no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol and substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is still full. Compliance to the pain medication regimen is reported. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 129/55, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100. And rest of the physical examination, the copy and paste from previous visit of 8/16/2022, dictation number is 0817-058. And plan is as follows. The patient is not, the patient has been advised about her MRI findings, where she has issues of subacromio-deltoid bursitis and supraspinatus stenosis. And the MRI for the lumbar region shows a bulging disc at L4, L5 and a herniated disc at L5, S1. And also she has a herniated disc of C3-4, C4-5, C5-6. With various other findings of bilateral neuroformin, and the patient has been advised about these findings from the and pathology, and all the options have been discussed, including injection treatment as well as the surgical options. At this time, patient doesn't want any any treatment related to injection treatment. She's scared. She's been informed about all the findings. And she's been provided with the continuous physical therapy at three times per week with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, McKenzie back program, focusing on the neck, lower back, and shoulder. And she has moderate improvement. She remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation. And medication-wise, she's been provided with following medication, which are Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day, Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram, twice a day, 50 milligram for pain relief, Wellbutrin XL for depression, Xanax 1 milligram for anxiety, Lyrica for pain relief, neurological pain relief. She's also referred to a psychology therapy for neuropsych for panic, PTSD, post-NDA. She doesn't require a TBI evaluation at all. She'll continue on Tramadol ER, and Naproxen, Aloe Vera, Melatonin, Flexeril, Wellbutrin. Once again, she doesn't want any injection treatments, nor she wants any surgical consultation. Thank you.